Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And let's get Rob on. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Captain Vic. Captain Chip.
What's happening?
How are you all this morning?
Good.
Good. How you doing?
Good. Been enjoying the show.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Captain Leon is such a kick.
Yeah, he is. He is really something else. Hopefully he gets on. We asked him to send us a picture of the first one he catches. So, you know, the first one that his daughter catches, and you know.
And Marvin's daughter catches, yeah.
So hopefully we'll see.
Well, that's a good deal. I can't believe that they closed the park out there for the bridge.
Yeah, I had not heard that until the gentleman called David and told us about that. And, you know, I was kind of surprised. I mean, unless they had a fence across there. You know, to where they could close the fence. I haven't fished off that bridge in so many years. I don't know.
I like to go night fishing in the summertime, and that's one of the places that you can go night fishing, really. I mean, for a blind guy, anyway.
Well, you know. Unfortunately, according to that, it's not going to be, you know, available anymore. But, I mean, I don't really see, I mean, I know of all the parks. You know, they close 30 minutes before sunrise. I mean, they open 30 minutes at sunrise and then close 30 minutes after sunset. And, you know, so I don't know if there's any way you could petition the Park Service or whatever to be able to, you know, fish that. And I don't know which Park Service that is. I mean, it's coming off of the Nassau County side, you know, because you can't, you know, come from the other side anymore. I mean, they fenced off even the little bridge up there, you know, over Saw Pit, which was, you know, a lot of people's favorite bridge was Saw Pit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but they, since they put those fences up there, you know, you can't, not only can't fish there, you can't walk across the Nassau Sound Bridge either. And, you know, to the big bridge, I mean, but, you know, I guess it would be a Nassau County, or it would be, you know, I don't think it'd be part of the state park.
I have no clue whether it's a county park or state park or whatever.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I say, if it was, you know, Tiber Island State Park, I would think, you know, it'd have an entrance from, well, I mean, it could, I guess it could be a state park and still be, because the state park doesn't matter what county it's in. But yeah, it's, it could come from Nassau County side, I guess. I don't know. I'd check on that. It's the George P. Crady Bridge. So, I'll have to check on that and see.
Yeah. I mean, the last time I fished out there, there must've been close to 100 people fishing on that bridge.
Oh yeah.
So it's obviously a very popular thing to do at night in the summertime.
It sure is.
I mean, so why not collect the revenue? I mean, just because of a...
Do you pay? Do you own that bridge?
Well, you got to pay to park.
Oh, I see. Well, that's... Then, yeah, you got to pay to go on the bridge then, because you got to park to get up there.
Yeah, that's
see,
true.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you had to pay.
Yeah, you got to pay to park, just like you do down... if you're going fishing along... Oh, down there by the gate station and all them, those parking lots down there.
You mean like Ponte Vedra?
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, that's another place I hadn't been in so long. I used to love to surf fish down there. That was my favorite area to actually surf fish.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if they've got the ramp and everything all fixed up again, do they?
What ramp? Are you talking about the walkover?
Yeah, walkover ramp.
No. I don't know. I didn't know there was one.
At where?
At down there by the gate station. Ponte Vedra?
Actually, it's the southern parking lot that puts you out on that high-impact beach north of...
Oh, okay. So you're talking about north of that area.
North of the...
Of the entrance to Guano?
Yeah.
Of the dam there? Yeah, okay. See, I'm talking about right across the street from there.
Oh, I thought...
Of course, there could be a house there by now. I don't know.
Where this is.
Where the what?
Right there at the rock pile where the spring is.
Oh, okay. I thought that was way down there, or way further south towards Volano.
Hmm.
The only one I remember.
It's the south parking lot of the three of them there, or two of them, rather.
Gotcha.
And I don't know if it's still drawn down or not. I know somebody was showing me, I think it was Craig Van Brocklin one time, here not long ago, had sent some pictures talking about he went down there to launch, and the water was like, you know, 200 feet from being at the ramp.
Right.
And so I don't know if it's back up or not. I mean, I would imagine all the east and northeast winds, they would have, you know, allowed the water to come in there, but I don't know.
I don't know, unless maybe they're preparing for a hurricane and it just hadn't come.
Yeah.
We haven't had the water. Matter of fact, this drought is getting boring.
Yeah, it is. You know, I can almost hear my yard whine when I walk across it. you know, they're saying in about, I think it was yesterday or the day before, they said in about 10 days we may have a tropical storm building down there in, you know, south of Cuba. And so maybe around Yucatan, something like that. So we'll have to see.
I know they'll probably go to Texas.
Do what?
I said it'll probably go to Texas.
Yeah. I know those poor people in Texas and Louisiana sure get it, you know. We have been so lucky. But, yep, so anyway, hopefully they'll get that taken care of.
Well, y'all are doing a real good show. I hate to bore people with mundane stuff, but enjoyed it, and y'all have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
You too, Rob.
You too. Take care of yourself.
You
all right, sir. And, find out if you can about that that park, if you can. I'm going to check on it, too, and see what park it is and see, you know. But anyway, we'll find out. Thanks, Rob.
All righty. Later.
And I was going to go over this list here, but we got another caller coming in. So I'll wait for the Father's Day list here on some of the suggestions. Until we can see who this is. And anyway, it's Bob. Let's get Bob on. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. Got to let you know I live for 6 a.m. Saturday morning. So.
Well, I appreciate that.
You got a breakfast that time? Or?
Yes, My psychiatrist prescribed you guys heavily.
I need his number.
I've got a couple of complaints about local fishing areas, too. I live down here in Atlantic Beach, and for many months now, the small road beside the Atlantic Boulevard Waterway Bridge has been closed. Supposedly for bridge repairs. I hadn't seen any repairs going on, and that is one of the best bank fishing areas in this whole region. It's so limited for bank fishing anyway here, you know, on the waterway, but you've got all kinds of, you can fish anything from a creek mouth to bridge abutments, anything, you know, within 100 feet. And it's totally closed for no obvious reason, has been, and say they won't open it till November.
Huh.
The other complaint, the pier at Jack's Beach is one of the most underutilized facilities I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
And I grew up on the Outer Banks.
Bob, I hate to interrupt you. Can I put you on hold?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I'd like to hear some more of this, but we're fixing to go for a break. And I'll put you on hold and get you on as soon as we come back.
Not a problem.
And we'll be back after this.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Boss Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Hey, and we're back. We got Bob on the phone. Okay, Bob, sorry about that.
Not a problem. So like I was saying about the pier, I don't know why in the world they can't rebuild that pier in what, how long has it been now, 8 years or something? Or maybe just two, but anyway.
It seems like a long time.
North Carolina and commercial fishing, charter fishing, everything. And all of us guys, at the end of the day, we were beat from work and everything. Go home, you know, clean up the boat, go home, take a shower, maybe an hour nap, and we'd all go to the pier. Yeah. And it was a way of life on the Outer Banks. I mean, each pier has almost its own community. And the other thing is, from what I understand, this pier they built beside the pier to fix it, they're going to take all that down. And that could be just an incredible facility for the area. I mean, not only fishing, but just all other kinds of activity. And here they got the new, you know, Buffett Palace sitting there a couple blocks away and everything else. Just amazing. But especially the Atlantic Boulevard access there where it used to be the old bridge over the waterway.
Yeah.
Just phenomenal fishing area. And it's close. And for no obvious reason, it's interesting that there's a very small private island right there.
Yeah.
At that spot. But
if you're coming from, if you're coming from the beach, coming that way, you mean?
Yeah,
to get on that. Yeah, to get on that. Yeah, because I fished there years and years and years. I mean, I'm talking 40 years ago, you know, 45 years ago, I fished down that road too. And and that was, like you say, it was a good place to fish. And you get right there on the intercoastal. Used to catch some nice sheep's head right there by the channel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of little sheep spots around. I live in Atlantic Beach, and there's a bunch of little stuff around I don't think a lot of people are aware of. But that's just such a good spot for people that can't afford a boat and just having several different, you know, conditions. As far as, like I say, you know, there's creek mouths, there's the chute there, the channels under the two bridges and what have you. So, yes, you know, it's like, why not open it up until they do work on the bridge? I don't know why they need months and months of, you know, closing the road to prep it or whatever. But,
yeah, and, I don't either.
Yeah, Vic, I have one question for all you guys. And I would sure really any comments on those other things, especially the pier, I think. But if you guys had could only take one cast net with you in a stuff hits the fan scenario, you could take one cast net, you would be using it to eat with, to catch bait with, everything. What would it be as far as size, mesh, and material?
Now, I'm an old man, so I only throw an 8-footer, okay? And I'm not even going to attempt to throw a 10-foot. I mean, that was, 20 years ago or more. Mm-hmm. I throw an 8-foot. 8-foot seems to be all around net. I got a 5/8-inch net, which you're not going to catch a lot of shrimp in it, but, it's a great pogey mullet net. The one I have is a Fisher Pro Net. It's a Fisher Quick Open Pro Net is what it's called. And I love it. That's the one I would have myself. I don't know about you, Chip.
Yeah, I use, for shrimp, I have a shrimp net, and it's got they call them tape nets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then for bait, I'm using a 6-8-footer in the intercoastal. I don't use a much bigger net than that. And a lot of times I use a 6-footer and catch all the pogies I need to, mm-hmm. or the mullet.
What's the mesh on your shrimp net?
I don't even know what the mesh is, honestly.
Probably a quarter inch.
A quarter?
It probably would be.
Yeah, it's just a shrimp net, and I bought it from a guy who made them out in Orange Park years ago. And, I keep it cleaned and put up, and, I'll hang it and dry it and then roll it back up. Then when I go to use it, I'll use the fabric softener in a bucket and soften it up. It makes it really nice and pliable. But that net's kind of big. I mean, it's over 8 foot. And, I haven't shrimped in a few years with it, so it's put up.
And you're not an old man yet.
Oh, I'm getting there.
He's not as old as me, he might throw one over 8 foot. I stopped that years ago because my back's not all what it's meant to be. But, what I like to do whenever I'm catching pogies is I like to find them real thick where you go out there and make one cast, and put them in the live well and go, yeah. When they're sparse and they're down deep and you have to throw that thing, 8 or 10 times.
Yeah.
I'm not into that no more.
Well, I tell you, the best net I have though is when Leon's out fishing and he's throwing to catch bait and I'm right there by him.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm just like, load it up, Leon. So,
gentlemen, I really can't thank you enough for all your information and everything. I actually have a small boat repair shop here in Atlantic Beach, but I'm not going to give you my number because I'm 3 months.
Uh-oh.
We lose you?
Uh-oh. Bob, I'm afraid we lost you.
I wanted that number.
If you want to call us back, Bob, feel free to call us back. I don't know what happened, but I certainly did not hang up on you. So anyway, if we had that happen a while ago, so give us a call back, Bob, if you get a chance. And as far as like the pier goes, I mean, I remember the days where we would go like to a club out there. We just used to call them, go to the bar. Mm-hmm. To dance and stuff like that. And then after that closed, we'd go out there and watch them shark fishing on the pier.
Oh, yeah.
2-3 o'clock in the morning. They'd be out there shark fishing on the pier. And, I've been out there where, we went out there one time, and they had a big old 9-foot bull shark pulled up there. It was just unreal.
That was fun when I was a kid back in the day. Mm-hmm. We'd come out to the beach and stay for a couple of days, on a weekend or something like that. And then you go out there. That was always fun when dad take you out there and you get to walk out and watch what everybody's catching. And the guys that had the big reels and, it was like watching Captain Clint,
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing that, that you could go out there then 2-3 o'clock in the morning and watch guys fishing. And I don't know when it started shutting down, at night, but that was a shame, because I would think it would really, I've always been, and of course, if you've listened to the show very long, I've always been an advocate of trying to, you know, get access for people, you know, to fish on the water. I hate closing the areas down. Oh, here we go. Bob's back on. Let's get him. Hey, Bob. Sorry about that.
Hey, that was on my end.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for letting me come back on.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how much you heard at the end. I actually have a small boat repair service here in Atlantic Beach. I don't want to give my number out because my phone rings all day long and I don't get any work done.
Yeah.
all of my friends in the business are 2 or 3 months out on work and stuff. It's just nuts.
What type of boat repair do you do? Fiberglass and stuff like that as well?
I do pretty much anything except getting inside the new motors.
Gotcha.
All that stuff these days. But yeah, just, you know, rigging, electrical equipment, gear, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I grew up with this stuff long time ago. But what I was going to say is, and I think a lot of other guys and gals would enjoy it that are into fishing and boats, we love hearing about what kind of boats you guys have. Motors, boats, gear, that kind of stuff. I mean, you can't give us enough of that. My guys might sit around all day long talking about different brands of boats, not sit around, but, you know, just, and, I think that's something that may be of interest to your listeners is, you know, more about brands, sizes, you know, how long your boats are that you're taking up in the creeks or offshore, that sort of thing. So,
yeah. And there's only one brand I haven't had, and that was Suzuki.
On the motors, yeah.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I have to take that back. I've never had a Mercury either.
Yeah.
I even had a Wizard, a Western Auto. I don't know if you remember those.
That's a lawnmower, Vic.
Yeah, I had a Wizard. It was, I think it was 5 horsepower, maybe it was 7.5, something like that. I had a 105 horsepower Chrysler.
And yeah.
That was something else. Never had a problem with it.
Yeah.
And the time I had it, that was kind of weird. I actually, for a while there, I started working on our house, and I put the earmuffs on it, and I'd go out there and crank it, you know, about once a month, you know, and turn the steering wheel back and forth, stuff like that. And my neighbor actually wanted, you know, kept talking about buying it. And I said, well, you know, I'm working on the house. I'm building the den and all of that on the back of the house. I said, okay, you know, I ain't got time to fish. I'll sell it to you. So I sold it to him, you know, pretty cheap. And he took it, and then he come back, and he goes, man, have you ever had any problem with that motor? I said, no. Why is that? He goes, there's all the wires are burnt off of it and everything. He said, I took it out and it overheated. And I said, what in the world? I went over to his house and looked at it, and I looked down. I said, well, have you hooked the hose to it and tried to crank it? He goes, no, is that what that thing's for down there? And I said, yeah, you didn't take it off before you went launched the boat. He goes, nope. I said, that's why it overheated. So he still had the earmuffs on it, which only had a little inlet, you know, to take the water in. So that's why the motor almost burned up. But we replaced the wires on the thing, and it cranked it up, and he still had that thing for about another 8 or 9 years.
Wow.
That amazed me that he run that motor so hot that it melted the wires on top of that motor, and the wires shorted out against the engine block, and that's what shut off.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, with the lack of availability of motors and parts, people have been bringing me stuff that have been sitting in the weeds for decades, and it's like, I don't even want to touch them, you know?
Well, Vic uses a Yamaha now. You have a, what do you have? Mm-hmm. What size do you have on that one?
250.
250. And I have a 150 Yamaha on my Hughes, mm-hmm. Redfisher 18. And then I'm getting
Suzuki's
a boat.
It's come a long way. I'll tell you, I know a number of people have Suzuki's and they love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Ford, mm-hmm. you know, it's the way I look at it is like Ford and Chevy.
Yeah.
You know, and Toyota. There's people that are going
to
have.
Main
thing is all in taken care of. I've had Evinrude, Johnson, Honda. I really loved my Honda. I got so many hours out of that thing. That was just amazing.
The hot suits are now are Honda motors.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's another.
The cargo off of most hot suits and Honda all over.
Now that you bring that Tohatsu up, I know Captain Mike Darvo used to have one. But that's another brand I never had. Thanks, Bob. We got to go. I appreciate you calling
back. Thank you guys so much for your time. Love hearing you. Love listening.
Thank you, sir.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Major ruling involving gun rights in the state of California. That's where a federal judge has overturned the state's three-decade-old ban on so-called assault weapons, ruling it violates a constitutional right to keep and bear arms. U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez of San Diego ruled on Friday the state's definition of illegal military-style rifles unlawfully deprives law-abiding Californians of weapons commonly allowed in most other states. California first passed that assault weapons ban back in 1989. It's made numerous updates since that time. The Department of Agriculture is sending $1 billion to the country's food bank networks, seeking to expand the reach of the system and revamp the way food banks acquire and distribute aid. On Wall Street, it was a winning session to end the week. The Dow up 179 points at the closing bell at 34,756. This is SRN News.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1945.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Homeowners, now is the season to be thinking about your roof, because all it takes is one storm to turn a small roof problem into a major leak. If it's time for a new roof, get your roofing installed the right way with Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. You'll get reliable service and installation. And Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. So if you need a new roof, don't wait till the next storm. Call Sears Roofing for a free in-home consultation. Call 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now. 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Ask an attorney about Florida law.
WBOB and The Answer invites you to join Joseph Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. He'll answer your questions about Florida state planning, Medicaid, divorce, family law, guardianship, adoption, tax law, and personal injury. Call attorney Joe Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. Right here, WBOB, The Answer.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Partly sunny today with a slight chance of rain and a high of 90. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 72 and a good chance of showers. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and again a high of 90. Sunday night, cloudy with a low of 73. Monday, more clouds again and a high near 90. And for the rest of the work week, Tuesday through Friday, mostly sunny with the daytime high topping out at 93.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. I'm surprised your arm didn't get sore there, Lauren. Holding it up, ready to point. Here we go, back on there. Today, south winds 10 knots, becoming southeast 10 to 15 knots in the afternoon, seas 3 to 4 feet. at 8 seconds. Tomorrow, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 3 to 4 feet at 8 seconds. Monday, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 3 to 4 feet, a moderate chop on the intercoastal. And Tuesday, southeast winds 10 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet. So it looks like it's going to calm down a little bit. We're still getting some of that easter pattern. I know today and tonight it's not, you know, still out of the south, but starting Sunday, say eastern pattern, you got a southeast and Monday southeast and Tuesday southeast. So still got a lot of that eastern pattern in that, which for about 2 weeks there really, really was hard on fishing. All right, I kept talking about this. Father's Day's coming up. Matter of fact, I think it's what, next weekend, ain't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, here's some things if you want to, if any of these kind of interest you about getting your fisherman dad or husband, you know, father for Father's Day. One of the, you know, one of the best gifts, of course, is a gift card because then they can buy what they want. So you can get a nice gift card at Strike Zone, any denomination. Go out there and see Dave Workman, and you know, that way you can give that gift card to them, and they can go out there and buy whatever they want to for themselves because they may have, you know, their favorite lures or whatever. And I can tell you, with a fisherman, you don't have enough lures.
No.
I can tell you. I mean, I've got probably 150, but I still don't have enough. I mean, anyway. Go to Wild West Guns and Gold. Get him a new gun over there or any kind of a hunting equipment or clothing and all that. Go over to see Victor at Wild West Guns and Gold on Lane Avenue. Maybe they haven't checked their fire extinguisher or their flares lately. That's a requirement to have on the boat. Sometimes you forget about it because, you know, you put it on there and it's not like you buy it every so often. Yeah, you know, they'll last a couple of years, and the flares will last, what, 4 years?
Think so. I think it's 4 years.
Yeah, it's either 3 or 4 years. But they do have an expiration date on them, so you want to check that out. And that's something that the boater doesn't usually check very often. Have the boat detailed. Have it all cleaned up, waxed. You know, inside, you know, the rust stains removed, stuff like that. That's always great to have a boat just detailed and back into the new boat condition. A new boat brush for washing the boat. I know a lot of people like the hard bristle brushes. I like the soft brush myself.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, and that's I got a hard brush and started, you know, trying to clean that non-slip diamond deck floor. It doesn't work near as good as the soft bristle brush. New cooler for the boat or a new cushion for the cooler. You know, the cushions kind of get, you know, kind of get torn up. So, new fishing shoes, some deck shoes. That's good. Always, if you look at fishing shoes, if you see boat shoes, you want to look and not have a big tread like tennis shoes. Look for what they call the razor sipped, soles. And that is, it looks like just lines across the sole. When you bend the shoe, then you can see the razor sipped open. You know, when you're bending the toe up, and those are the best non-slip shoes.
Also keep dirt off your boat too when you're getting on it.
Yes, they will. It won't be like the big, you know,
The big footprints big, all yeah, over the boat.
Big what do you call it? Tread like yeah. The tennis shoes. It'll hold a bunch of dirt. If you've got a bank fisherman or a surf fisherman, a new surf fishing cart. They have some fabulous carts now, man. It's got rod holders, the cooler, everything. You just pull that cart right out there, and you got everything at your fingertips. A new tackle bag or tackle box. GPS trolling motor. And I know it took me a while of Charlie when he was first talking to me about buying one. And I was like, nah, I'm old school. I like to have my hand on it. You know, I like
not
to
anymore.
It. Yeah, right. After getting it, GPS trolling motor, it's like, man, I was a fool for quite a while. Should have got that thing a lot earlier. Protective eyewear, which is, your goggles come in to that perspective mm-hmm. there. You know, some clear goggles to wear in the rain where it's not beating you in the eyes. or the, what'd you say, amber?
Amber colored lens on the ski goggles.
Yeah. So, also if you're fishing late in the afternoon, sometimes early in the morning, but mostly the bugs come out more late in the afternoon than they do in the morning. You know, in the morning, a lot of times we have gnats if there ain't no wind, but some of those bugs that flying around there, especially if you're up in the creeks and have those yellow flies, you don't want one of them hitting you in the eyes, let me tell you. Either new or different lures. I mean, you can go over there and talk to Archie or Charles Hull over at Strike Zone, ask them what kind of lures I use or what kind of lures Captain Chip Wingo uses. They'd be glad to point out which lures are our favorites. And, you know, because they see us buying them over there all the time. So, you know, you can talk to Charles Hull. He can help you out, get a new lure, a different lure. And, you know, and then when I say talk to Archie or Charles Hull, I'm talking about over at Strike Zone. Maybe he's had a favorite rod and reel for years. Now you can just get him a brand new one or just get him re-spooled the old one. Knife sharpener. That's what every angler needs, a knife sharpener. I know the AccuSharps are pretty good. I can't think of the brands of all of them.
You know, they have that workhorse.
Yeah,
that thing is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Leon makes them so sharp. You can get them at Strike Zone.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called a workhorse. I think it's called a work sharp or workhorse.
Oh, okay.
I can look it up. That's the best sharpener I've ever seen.
Okay. And fillet knives, a new fillet knife. You know, if you've had one for a while and that blade's been worn down, you know, maybe get him a new fillet knife. Pliers, always using pliers on a boat. Digital scale, so you can weigh that big fish before he lets him go. A new fishing hat or new dry fit shirt. And let me tell you, one of the.
Yeah, it's called a work sharp.
Work sharp.
Yep.
Okay. Sharp.
Yeah, that thing is incredible. It's got blade or belts on it, so it's got a honing belt. After you sharpen it, you can.
Was it electric?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just don't do it around your boat. Leon did that around mine, and I couldn't get the rust off of it forever. Little specks.
Yeah, the little. Yeah, you won't realize it, but that metal comes off of there. That's like one time I went in and I had a spot where before I found out about the snow bowl, toilet bowl cleaner to get the rust stains off. I went in there with the SOS pad. This was in my Carolina skiff. And I, you know, it kind of got it up okay. It was almost like sanding the fiberglass, you know, to get it up. But I had to work on it, you know. And then, like, the next day, I couldn't believe it, man. The rust everywhere
from the Brillo.
Yeah, from the SOS pad. It was all in there. It was like, man, I cannot believe I did that.
I tell you, the Magic Eraser.
Yeah.
Magic Eraser and that. I buy the Snowball in the oxalic acid in the little box.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a box cost me like $6.99, and I think I get about 10 gallons out of it.
Mm.
And you always take a couple big squirts of Dawn in a 1 gallon pump sprayer.
Oh, yeah.
Put two scoops and big squirts of Dawn in there. So when you spray it on, it sticks.
Mm.
It'll take the brown on the hull off. Yep. It'll take everything off. And if you have a bigger stain like you were talking about with rust, you know, use the Magic Eraser, and you can spray that stuff on it too, and it'll get it off. But a lot of times it gets embedded in that gel coat.
Yeah, and that Magic Eraser, you can get the Mr. Clean ones, but I get the Home Depot. The Home Depot brand, I mean, it's like half the price, and they work just as good.
Yeah.
And that's to get, you know, when somebody gets on your boat with black sole shoes and they scuff it all up with black marks,
yep.
Let me tell you, that Magic Eraser, you would not believe how easy. I mean, you can bleach it, and it won't come up. You can scrub it. That Magic Eraser will take it right up.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Works awesome.
A new depth finder. You know, the new depth finders, they've got such great technology anymore. Power pole. Go see Matt over at Trolling Motor Service Plus. Get a power pole or a depth finder from him. And also, VHF, an updated VHF either a handheld radio or a mounted radio. Handhelds are just as good if you're inshore fishing. And anyway, give us a call, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back, and just want to let you know, when we were talking about these different things, you know, for like to go see Matt at Trolling Motor Service over there, his phone number is 573-0480. That's 573-0480, and he can rig you up with either a stereo, new depth finder, power pole, trolling motor, GPS trolling motor. I mean, and he's got several brands, you know, that he can get over there. So, you know, he's the one we always go to.
Yeah, now he's going to be moving to a bigger facility. Mm-hmm. And Terry is now running it, running the front office for him. I was over there yesterday for a couple seconds. I went in to get a couple fittings for Corey. But, you know, I've never seen anybody work as hard as he does.
I know.
You know, and he's got a big family, you know, and he works hard, but they're real excited about the new facility because it's so big.
Oh, I bet.
You know, and they've got all their own parking, and it won't be in a parking lot with anybody else. Mm-hmm. So
Yeah, it's kind of hard to maneuver a boat around where they're at now.
Yeah, I've got it kind of wired. I've been over there so much.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, it's like I tell my friends, I'm like, if you want your trolling motor fixed, drop it off. Mm-hmm. When it's done, he'll call you.
Yeah.
And it's done right, you know.
Well, and that's the best thing about having, like, the quick-release mounts that we have, you know, because on the quick-release mounts, I mean, you could just pop the trolling motor off and take it in.
Yeah.
You don't have to take the whole boat there. You know,
that's why I have two.
Yeah. And also, you know, talking about Father's Day, just in case if there's, you know, if they don't have one, you can always go over there and he'll mount it. You know, he'll mount it on the boat and everything. So, you know, mount the power poles and all that. So anyway, Matt's a great guy. He'll help you out. And like I say, several brands of trolling motors. So my favorite, of course, is Motor Guide.
Mine too.
You know, I've had Motor Guides for, gosh, 20 years now, I guess, and just always love them, you know.
You know, it's back to that Ford Chevy thing. I mean, some guys like Minn Kota, but
exactly
when you and I sit side by side, and Leon used to come up with the Motor Guide or with the whatever. And you and I don't move, and he's like all over the place, and I'm like, he's like, well, I said, it's a trolling motor. And then he went back. He went back to it. So you forgot gift certificates for fishing too, Vic.
I did forget that.
Yeah,
that's one of the main thing right there. I didn't have it wrote down on the list,
won't forget about them.
A gift certificate, call Captain Chip Wingo, 614-4989. That's 614-4989. Get a gift certificate to go fishing with him
or with Vic.
Yeah, or with me. And, of course, my number is 699-2285. I almost didn't say it because I don't repeat it enough. It's 699-2285. But, gift certificate handed over to him is a great thing. My customer I got going Monday, his gift certificate is,
it's a great gift. I've had a lot of fun with people that are, you know, they're, you know, he'll love it, you know. And the best part about it is they don't expire, you know. And you go when it's right, of course, upon availability, but you call out and plan it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I tell my clients, if the weather's bad, don't worry about it. You know, if we get there and we start and it goes bad, that, you know, you're not going to get charged for it. We're going to start, you know, go again. I've gone out and been out for 30 minutes and, you know, I'm like, it's iffy, and, you know, but it's a perfect gift to give. I got one given to me for a quail hunt years ago.
Oh, wow.
And that was one of the best gifts. Not for Father's Day, obviously. I'm not a dad.
Yeah.
But that was one of the best gifts I ever got because it was something that I might not have gone out and bought myself.
Yeah.
You know, and then when it's memories, you know, you can buy somebody a gift and they use it and it goes away, but the memories usually don't.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
So it's also cool when you can take a couple generations out. That's one of my favorite things when you have a granddad, dad, and son.
Yeah.
You know, and you get them out there, and you know, that's always fun to do. I tell you what, we're blessed to get to do this for a living.
Yeah.
You know, and I remind myself when we have bad days, because it happens. You have bad days on the water, but be out there is like, you know, awesome.
Well, and you know, it's. Like you're talking about, I mean, I've seen people, of course, and talk to them about going out, and they go out and they don't catch nothing all day or whatever, you know. I mean, you know, people do have bad days on water, but anything that you can learn from somebody.
Absolutely.
Techniques, you know, how to rig and all kind of stuff. I mean, it just helps so much more, you know.
You know, one of the best compliments I got from a client Wednesday was like, you know, I've had the best day of fishing in my life with you, and I've had the worst day of fishing in my life with you. And I'm like, well, he goes, no, that's a good thing. He's like, you know, and he fishes with me a lot. And, you know, the fish don't chew every single day. Mm. You know, they don't eat the same every day. You might get 3 or 4 days of a really good run, and then it backs off. It could be moon, could be barometer, could be wind, could be rain.
Low front coming in.
Yeah. But, I took that as a really good compliment because he's like, I've had the best day of fishing in my life with you and the worst day of fishing with you. And I'm like, yeah, that bass trip don't count. No. But, you know, I love my clients to just grind. They want to fish.
Yeah.
You know, and when they fish especially a full day charter, you know, and they're, you know, I'm like, cause you're going to have slow times. So that's the nice thing about here is you can run from, you know, north and south and chase the tide. So you can keep the same tide like we do bull red fishing.
Right.
You know, but you can chase it or you can go to another place to try to fish a little bit different tide, you know, and I've been trying to fish a little bit more high water lately because, you know, I like fishing high water and especially when it starts getting hot, you know, the fish are either going to be deep or they're going to be up shallow in the deeper water at high tide. But, it's getting warm already.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I think I had 87 degree water temperature in a spot.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it was just because it was a creek.
Man.
But I was like, I looked at it again and I was like, that can't be right.
Man.
And then we went out of the creek and it was 83.2 in the ditch. And I was like, maybe it's just really warm back here in the shallow water.
Well, and whenever you see an area like that, sometimes I've pulled in the creeks before. I mean, like in July and August. Mm-hmm. And you don't even see a mullet swimming.
No. No.
You don't see nothing. And you're like,
so, we're out of here.
Because I don't run my depth finder, you know, in the creeks. But when I see that happening like that, I'll turn it on. And like you say, all of a sudden you see the water temperature in that creek is like 4 or 5 degrees warmer than it is, you know, out toward the intercoastal or out toward Clapboard or even out toward, you know, Nassau Sound.
Yeah.
You get in the intercoastal around these inlets, you know, then you'll see it gets cooler too. And, but yeah, it's amazing that you don't even see a mullet jumping or nothing when it's like that.
Yeah. I think they're all panting laying on the bottom.
Yeah.
But, you know, I used to not turn it on in the creeks anymore, but now I've been paying more attention when I'm going into the creeks with the side scan and looking at and the down scan, down imaging to look at the edges. And I started finding a lot of fish tucked in corners and deeper holes like that that normally I don't fish, you know, because I'm going to a certain spot.
Right.
So a lot of times I like to idle in and take my time and get in there.
I've always thought, how many fish do we pass going to a spot, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what always got me about tournaments, you know, because when they'd let people go in tournaments, I mean, everybody just guns it and runs 4 or 5 miles, 6 miles away.
20, you know? 30, yeah. You know.
And it's like, how many fish have you passed?
Yeah, how many fish have we run over trying to get to go catch two? And then you see the guy in the little skiff that pulls into the first flat that's, you know, 400 yards down, and he comes in with two monsters.
Yep. Yeah, so. It's amazing, but just so funny. But anyway, so Father's Day is coming out. Hope everybody have a happy Father's Day next weekend. I can't believe that's just all of a sudden so quick. I also like to ask somebody if they knew a good person that could work on a car for my granddaughter's car, the passenger side door, the door locks and the window. All of it just stopped working. And so I don't know, you know, who to take it to. So if you give me a call, 699-2285, if you know somebody. I would sure like to get that door fixed for her, for her graduation. And she graduated last week. So, you know,
wow.
That's amazing. That's quick. Amazing. Yep. Can't believe my youngest granddaughter's graduated. Whew. Wow. Anyway. Be sure to visit our sponsors, you know, take care of them because they take care of us. They're the ones that keep us on the air. You hear them advertising with us each and every week. And I would really love it if you go in there and tell them that you heard about them on the Still Just Fishing Show. Appreciate it. And tune us in next week. We'll be back.
Thanks, Vic.
Thank you, sir.